Moscow Culture 2, Exercise 3, page 45.
Rock climbing in Moscow. From survival to entertainment. Rock climbing is a fascinating activity. It is a kind of alpinism which people used for centuries to hunt for their food or find the shortest path across the mountains. Rock climbing became an outdoor sporting activity in the 19th century. Over time, competitors moved away from climbing rocks in the countryside and, instead, moved into climbing gyms. A real sport. Rock climbing is divided into speed climbing, climbing with difficulty, and bouldering, which consists of short but extremely challenging routes. Competing in climbing gyms ensures that all competitors face the same conditions. As any sport, climbing also attracts spectators and sponsors. Nowadays, anyone from children to adults can try rock climbing. Children may even be able to climb more difficult walls than their parents. Climbing equipment. Climbing gyms provide everything you need. A climbing wall can be 2 to 15 meters high. It's like a very steep hill. A belay or cable is attached to you so you will be safe. On the walls there are hooks at different lengths apart. Some are more difficult to reach than others. There are also plums on the walls which make each climb difficult. Participants are given climbing shoes. You can also ask your instructor for a bag of magnesium carbonate or chalk which helps to stop your hands from sweating. Take a break. Throughout the climb, an instructor supervises you. Also, during the climb, you can rest in a number of ways. You can hang for a couple of minutes on the belay or find a position on the wall where your body is supported by three different points. This distributes your weight evenly and keeps your center of gravity in the middle of your body. But it's a good idea not to rest for long since it will be difficult to continue climbing. What's after the top? When you reach the top, it's a good idea to know how to get down as well. You can go down in two ways, either on the hooks or hanging on the belay and bouncing off the wall. When you're climbing the wall, make sure that you don't get too close to other climbers. It is also important to ensure that during the descent, there aren't any people beneath you. Proper preparation. You should follow some basic rules before your climbing training. If you have a meal, you should wait at least an hour before climbing to avoid discomfort. Before training, you should warm up your legs, buttocks, arms, and back. Pay attention to warming up the muscles in your fingers. Often, by the end of the climb, your fingers will refuse to bend. To avoid this, warm them up using a small expander. Train your mind and body. Rock climbing helps you fight physical and psychological stress and learn to take full control over your actions. To conquer a simple ascent, you don't need special training, but very soon you will feel pain in your muscles. So, you need to exercise and stick to a diet. However, the biggest problem may be a fear of heights. Experienced climbers say you should focus on the finishing point, not on how high you have already climbed, and, most importantly, never look down. Despite all difficulties, it can be very rewarding. In the end, you'll be a lot healthier and happier.